got to give you my heart. So remember this one thing. I never been in love before. Yeah, you gotta go easy on me.
Welcome back to WRV FM Burlington. This is Shameful Company. And you just heard Count On You by Big Time Rush and Jordan Sparks.
You do that one.
Prior to that was Black Tame by Topaz Jones.
And then before that, we had Greyhound by Pell. Then we had Hit 'Em Where It Hurts by Papa Rod.
And then we started the set with Baby Baby by Sports.
Yes.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, everyone. Say thank you, Daniel.
Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you for having me. It's been a real joy.
We'll have some fun theme next weekend, maybe.
Yahoo!
Yippee! T-Y-L. Any final words, Daniel?
No, not other than thank you for having me. I had a lot of fun. This is great.
Thank you for having me. You know the reference?
No.
What? No, Lil Uzi Vert, Canada?
Oh, really?
What's his name?
Wait, was that when he got Nardwar? Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks as always for listening.
Hey everyone, just reminding you to make sure you're well rested before you get behind the wheel. According to the National Sleep Foundation, driving tired can be almost as dangerous as driving drunk. The best way to prevent drowsy driving is to make sure you get enough sleep, around 7 to 9 hours a day for most adults. If you find yourself tired behind the wheel, pull over at the nearest safe place and take a nap. This message is brought to you by your Wide Awake DJs and 90.1 WRUV.
What's happening, Burlington? How y'all doing tonight?
Good?
Good.
We like to hear that.
We got a holy gun to represent one time for Big Tuba. See, we love you, Big Tuba. And we miss you, Big Tuba. Won't forget you, Big Tuba. That's my dog, Big Tuba. See, we love you, Big Tuba. And we miss you, Big Tuba.
don't forget your big tuba. That's my dog. Big Ben, better blow that horn. 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 We hold it down for Big Tuba. See, we love you, Big Tuba. And we miss you, Big Tuba. Won't forget your big tuba. That's my dog, tuba. Say we love your big tuba. And we miss your big tuba. Won't forget your big tuba. That's my dog. Big Benny better blow that horn. Big Benny wants to blow that horn. Big Benny better blow that horn. Big Benny wants to blow that horn. Big Benny better blow that horn. Big Benny wants to blow that horn. Big Benny better blow that horn.
Hello, everybody. This is DJ Pickles again. I am infesting the airwaves for a second day in a row. I didn't plan on doing this show until, like, how even long ago was that? It was, like, noon today, so I got a good 12 hours to sit on it. Still decided to show up. This is a very special day, guys. It is currently 12:06 a.m. at WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington. And you guys you guys know what that means. It is January 27th. It is 127 day, guys. So that's why I picked up this shift. I have a fairly normal set before we devolve into a bit of chaos later, but before we get into that, some news and weather. First up with news, once again from Earth.com, titled ChatGPT's carbon footprint is astronomical and not sustainable. So, I don't know if everyone knows, but like every time you do a Google search at least, there is a carbon emission that comes along with that. And ChatGPT is not looking too good. It's saying that they produce more than 260,930 kilograms, which is 573,000 pounds of carbon dioxide each month, which is kind of crazy, I'm not gonna lie. And yeah, so each page view is 1.59 grams, which is fairly sustainable when you're talking about AI, other AI services use more, but the problem is that ChatGPT just has such a large volume of users that it's like an insane levels of emissions, which I guess good that if it's one of them that's being used so heavily, it's one that's using less, but still, maybe you don't need to put every single thing. I see some people's ChatGPT like chat history, and it's genuinely crazy to me. They'll be scrolling for days. Like, I think that last year I had like 20 searches. I'm not on that ChatGPT grind. Like, I don't care that much about it. I don't know, I've found it less helpful. I've just not found it that helpful. Especially if you ask it anything about chemistry, or I'd say Calc 1. You can get some good information, but once it got to Calc 2, I was like, this is a completely useless tool. I'm just not even going to bother anymore. Now on with weather. It is currently 30 degrees, and it didn't snow. I think I said it was going to snow yesterday, but I lied, I guess. It says that coming today, it's going to be a high of 35 and a low of 23, and then it should snow towards the end of the week. My next show will be before that happens, so you guys can wait around and see if I lied about that too. But yeah, it's looking promising right now. And yeah, I'm going to have a couple sets of new music coming up first. My original goal of this set was to be like very loud, and then I just ended up not doing that, so I apologize, got a little derailed. But yeah, first, before that, we have a quick message. Be tick smart. Ticks are out in full force in Vermont between early spring and late fall. You can decrease your risk of infection from tick-borne illnesses if you're proactive. Protect yourself by limiting your exposure to tick habitats, wearing a repellent, and increasing your tick awareness. For more detailed info, contact www.healthvermont.gov/BeTickSmart. This message is brought to you by the Tick Smart staff here at WRUV FM Burlington. All right, bit of a wordy intro, but yeah, we're gonna get started with this first set of new music. The first three songs here are more so instrumental. This was when I was still aiming for a loud set, so it's a little noisy, I'm afraid. But if you need to be up in the wee hours of the morning, then I recommend continuing to listen at least through this first set.
Thank you. Where'd I go wrong?